Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Very pleased to have with us a gentleman who I bump into from time to time. Never been on the Straight Talk program before, but by God, he's here today. His name is Anthony Bodie. He is a member of the Fort Mill School Board. He's also very involved and the chairman of a group called Defend the Fatherless, which I know nothing about, and that's why he is here today. So, Anthony, welcome into Substation 2 and Straight Talk.
Thank you so much. Mr. Kimmel, thank you for having me.
Mr. Kimmel, oh my goodness, I am I'm moving up in the world. So, Anthony, tell us a little bit about you.
Been in the Fort Mill area since 2006. Moved here because of my wife, who's an executive at Carowinds. We have a 14-year-old who's going to be a freshman in Nation Forward High School. I used to be involved in the leisure and tourism industry, where I was affiliated with every major theme park, zoo, and aquarium in North America.
Wow.
I made a pivot in changing careers, and I now work for a large Japanese company selling a portfolio of solutions and technology. And once I made the pivot, my calling was to go serve in the community. And so since 2016, 2017, I've been involved with a multitude of charities and highly involved in many of them today.
Sure. So you've been on the Fort Mill School Board for 4 years, right?
I am, yes.
You're going to declare your candidacy for this fall's election?
We are thinking about that and seriously thinking about that. So I'm unsure if I am going to run again, but I have to make a decision. I have to ask myself, can I do it at the same pace and speed that I have over the last 3.5 years?
It takes a lot of time, doesn't it?
It does. And so I think for me, in my route and how I've chosen to serve, I attend about 100 or more than 100 events a year. I'm extremely visible. I write tons of college recommendation letters. I've written about 350 the last 3.5 years.
Oh, my.
Or actually four and a half years. I also support the arts and our teachers and go read to classes and all those things.
Isn't that interesting? All right. Well, one of the things that you're involved with, and I'm so glad that you're here because I have not heard about this before, which is a group, an organization called Defend the Fatherless. What, pray tell, is this?
So Defend the Fatherless is a nonprofit organization that aims to build community within our local foster and adoptive families. While we care for their physical and emotional, educational, financial, and spiritual needs, we serve York County and the surrounding areas. And essentially what that is foster and kids that are adopted. And so the organization originated in 2016, named York County Foster Closet. And what York County Foster Closet was essentially families with new or gently used baby equipment, youth clothing and diapers and other necessities would donate those to us. And so those items will be donated to us at a storage container over on 160.
Okay.
And so that was in 2016.
Right.
And so basically folks would be able to come up in diapers, car seats, you name it. And then we morphed into the name Defend the Fatherless. And the Defend the Fatherless is from a scripture in the Bible. And our founder, who's also our executive director, name is Caitlin Sun.
So this is a local group, or is this a regional group?
It's a local group, and started here in York County.
Okay. So your mission has grown from diapers and baby car seats.
Oh, my goodness. Mr. Kimmel, I can tell you today kind of what our portfolio is of offerings. So we have the Foster Closet, as I mentioned, and that's purely about people donating items to us.
Sure.
And so what happens here is when there's a need from the adoptive or the foster care families, they come to our office, which is at Flint Hill Baptist Schoolhouse across the street from Flint Hill Baptist Church.
Sure.
And then we have another part of our portfolio, which is mental health scholarships. And so obviously when you are adopting or foster care, there are a lot of different challenges. And so we have folks who donate grants to us to help serve those. We also have an adoption grant, same thing. We have folks, it may be Walmart or someone that may earmark X amount of dollars to us, and it's for adoption grants. We have a frozen meal program. That frozen meal program, everyone has in common, Mr. Kimmel, and anyone can get involved. And you may say, well, what does that mean? Well, our frozen food program is, it may be our schools, the nutrition programs. It may be a family of four who have decided and said, you know what, we're going to make baked spaghetti or baked ziti, whatever the case may be, and we're going to take it to Defend the Fatherless. We have a multitude of freezers. We freeze those. And when our adoptive or foster care families come to our foster closet to pick up items, our volunteers ask if there's a need for food. And so typically it may be that there's not a need, that there may be financial trouble, but no, it may be that everyone's busy. And so we have found a way to be able to help that out. And then we have a back-to-school program. And that back-to-school program is where we help local children in foster care that start their school year off on the right foot by providing them with new shoes, socks, or backpacks and school supplies. That's the other item.
So this is all for foster kids?
And adoptive. Yes.
And adoptive.
Yes.
Foster and
correct.
Adoptive. Okay. So where do you do all this? I mean, you say you've got a multitude of freezers. You've got storage. I mean, do you have multiple locations where you're doing all this?
So we have, so the Flint Hill School house is our office space, which is also where what we call the foster closet. So that's where anyone is wanting to donate something to us, hard goods, all those things, that's where they drop them off. So they will visit our location, and we have volunteers throughout the day, and basically folks drop off diapers, Pampers, cleaning utensils, you name it, and their clothing. We have clothing there from toddlers to the teenagers. That's for the teenagers.
Jeez.
That's all there.
Wow. So now this is the Flint Hill School here in Rock Hill, or is this in Fort Mill?
Actually in Fort Mill, so it's right next to the Regent Park area.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So you say that you're serving foster and adoptive kids all over the county, right?
Yes.
But your operations are centralized in Fort Mill. So do you have volunteers from other parts of the county that are helping you with this?
So what we have is, and we're constantly looking for volunteers.
Right.
And one of the things that we've done, and keep in mind again, Foster Closet started in 2016, Defend the Fatherless, a 501(c) began in 2019. And so when these nonprofits are created, you start off with friends and family and all those things to help get it going. And then you get to a point where it's time to evolve. And so basically the last year or so, we've placed a huge focus on our board and what type of board members we have. So we have a diversity of experiences on our board. And those folks are dispersed from around the York County area. So we went from a 7-person board to 11-person board. And it may be that it may be a couple folks that may have CPA experience. It may be someone who actually foster adopted a child. It may be someone that has a startup business background. It may be someone that's been executive at Duke Energy. So we were very strategic over the last year in how we would create that our board, because we wanted to be able to have a diverse of experiences that would help us manage any of the donations that we get appropriately.
And that's something. So, are you 100% voluntary, or do you have some kind of staff that helps?
Good question. So, we have 3 full-time individuals, or it may be that we have 2 full-time and then we have a part-time. And so, basically, And to be very frank with you, we're at a point where we even have to look more, because as we've added to our board, as we've added more footprint in expanding how we communicate to the masses on what we do, the demand has happened. So to give an example, a month or two ago, we served the most kids that we had ever had in a month, which was 123. And so this thing has just taken off like no other, and I'm so glad to be a part of it, as it's helped me become a better person, a better human being.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing when you get involved with some of these nonprofits, you find that you're getting more from the nonprofit than you're giving to the nonprofit.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I've found that myself.
Yes.
You realize how blessed you are because of the people that you're dealing with who don't have those kinds of blessings. I mean, it's just amazing.
Whew. Yes.
So you got 123 kids that you work with. Now, these kids, are they are they like a big brother, big sister? I mean, does somebody in Defend the Fatherless kind of wrap their arms around one of these kids and just stay with them for?
No. That's a good question. So what happens here is, so DSS, we work with DSS, and okay. DSS comes to our office. And so in instances, like there's a need for clothing for little Sally or little Susan, we have 24-hour volunteer that's on call to help serve those individuals.
Mm. And you find out about this through DSS most of the time?
Yes. All right. Yes. Mm. Yes.
So right now, roughly, how many volunteers do you have?
Oh, my goodness. So that, I don't know that off the top of my head.
50?
Oh, no, it'd be more than that. And just keep in mind that there's so many different things that we have people volunteer for. You may say, Anthony, well, give me an example. Well, example I can give you is that the last couple of years, the last two or three years, last 2 years, we've had someone who's donated an opportunity for our foster care kids to and their families to come to Camp Cherokee from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., they have an opportunity to actually swim, canoe, crafting, basketball, you name it. Yeah. And we actually also feed them, too. And so we have volunteers who actually help on that during that day. We have volunteers where we have something that's called a respite night. And what that is basically we have, the last couple of years, Forest Hill Church has provided us an opportunity where we have folks where we have the families drop off their kids, and we have volunteers that will help spend time with these kids for 4 hours while the families, the loved ones, could go and enjoy their day or the evening. And so you may say, so one part of this thing at Forest Hill Church is folks donate Legos. And so we have a group of kids that are spending individual time with those young ones and playing Legos with them. It may be that we have my daughter who served as this, where one of the kids are there and they pair up and they go into the room there to actually watch a movie. Mm-hmm. And so they're volunteering for that. We have another toddler area where we have my wife has participated in, where they're in the volunteer, the toddler area. So there are a lot of different things where we have volunteers. So that number's bigger than 50, and it all depends on what the actual opportunity is.
So my guess is when the need arises, one of your staff people says, okay, I need 4 volunteers to handle 20 kids, and we're going to go to the movies or whatever the heck it's going to be. And boom, you send it out electronically, and people say, okay, I'll be there.
So it wouldn't be, I wouldn't use that example, because that doesn't happen. But the example I would give you is that we have a back school event that's happening. And the back-to-school event is where we're going to need, we probably have 100 kids that are going to want a pair of shoes. So we may go to Life Point Church, or we may go to another church that's very helpful and influential in helping us achieve our goals. And we may have volunteers that may be there during that time to help write out notes or write out different types of things to make sure that we meet the needs of the others. So there are just so many different things and opportunities that we have for volunteers. There are times where we have groups who come over to our office that are coming in to fold clothing, to tag clothing. I mean, it's all those different things. There's so many different needs that we have, and we do need people from the community to help.
My gosh, it's really something. And this has all really come into being in the last, say, 5 years.
Oh, Mike, exactly correct. Yes.
So do you do you wake up at night? Of course, you're in the school board business, so you know how we're growing. Do you wake up at night and say, my God, we got more kids than we can handle?
So what I'm extremely elated about is that we have the executive director, who's also the co-founder of the organization, who is still involved, who is still as passionate, and very open to evolving the organization. So it's one thing, and we're very spiritually grounded. So we believe that the challenges that were given to us, like if we out of the blue receive, we have 20 more kids we have to deal with, or 50 more kids we have to deal with, that's a problem that's been given to us to mitigate or to solve.
I got you.
Right?
Yep.
And so as long as we have this existing executive director named Caitlin Sun, and her love and her passion, and her willingness to continue to grow this ministry, it's wonderful.
Yeah. It's interesting in your, I guess this is your impact report.
It is.
For 2022. If you turn to page, whatever this is, 5 or something like that, the Lord in the month of love. There you go. The Lord's right in front and center, which is good.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy, I got 100 questions on this, but we have to take our mid-program break.
Great.
And we got to remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right. We are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We do fresh subs and we do fresh salads, and we do them 6 days a week. How we do them, for those who haven't been here, is what you're going to hear about right now at the count of three. Are we ready, team? At the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Slice. Garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Love the bread. Number 19's the best.
Fresh, delicious bread.
It's fresh.
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR reverts to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
Dr. Carrie Watson, the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center, says she's very proud of what's being accomplished at Piedmont.
We are able to do robotic surgery. We are a robotic center of excellence, and that's robotic surgery for general surgery like gallbladders, hernias, colon. We also have robotic urology, so that's things like kidney removals and things with your bladder. We also have robotic neurosurgery that we're doing, and that's pretty amazing. Not a lot of places have that.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
great talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Anthony Bodie is with us. He is a member of the Fort Mill School Board. He also chairs the Defend the Fatherless, and we're into all kinds of stuff. I got to think, Anthony, you've been on the Fort Mill School Board for 4 years. Whether you're going to go for another 4 years is still up in the air. But when you see what is in the classroom, right, you're seeing kids who come from normal families and you're seeing kids that are been thrown into something like this where they are either foster kids or they're adopted kids. Those are special circumstances that really most people don't have an understanding that you have to deal with in a school system. I don't care which one it is. These are kids that, through no fault of their own, have been thrown into the, whatever, the world, let's put it that way, and having to deal with all this.
And that's the epitome of an understatement, Mr. Kimmel. And that is one of the fastest growing demographics in our school district. And so it is, period.
Jeez.
And so at the end of the day, for my take is that those that are out in the community and those who are looking to find a way to fill their cup, I think if they start researching charities around the county, I'm highly confident that there are a multitude of ways of being able to fill their cup.
Well, there's no doubt about that. There are hundreds of worthwhile charities. You just got to say, I'm going to give it some time, and I'm going to give it what I can in terms of time, talent, and treasure, and make it happen. Make it happen. So you also, you're really into this nonprofit stuff.
I am.
We ran into each other again over here at the Boy Scout annual Palmetto Distinguished Person Organization, whatever it is.
Yes.
Banquet that you did over here at the Sports and Events Center.
Yes.
And
yes.
When you take a look at those scouts, you know, I think I said this that night when I was up there with my partner, Alan Miller. I wish there was a requirement in the world that would say every young man, every young girl has got to spend a period of time in something great like scouting. So you can learn some true values, learn how to get along with people, learn about all kinds of stuff that's out there that the scouting umbrella has succeeded in doing.
Wow. I 100% agree with that. I do. And I was unfortunate to be involved in scouting. So this was a group of folks around town who saw or see the kind of heart I have and know that I'm involved with the youngsters and asked me a handful of times around this time last year if I would consider accepting the district chair of York County of the York District. And so that started in August. Started in August, and I can tell you, and I think I said this when I was speaking at the Distinguished Citizens dinner, that scouting is not scouting without the volunteers. That's what I've learned so much. And what I've also learned, Mr. Kimmel, is that even that mom and dad who's had that youngster who became Eagle Scout and who's now in college and has moved on, what I see more so today is that those parents are still involved in some kind of capacity. Yeah. And so that's music to my ears when I see that folks still want to be involved in some kind of capacity. And there are skill set that I lack that I wish that had I had the scouting experience, it would make me a much well-rounded individual.
I think you turned out okay. You turned out just fine. But the scouts, you know, the interesting thing that the scouts do at the beginning of each of the school years is you go into the schools with the permission, obviously, of the districts and basically say, here we are. Would you like to come in here and be part of this? And this Palmetto District has just grown and grown and grown and grown. And now, of course, it's inclusive. We've got girls as well as guys, and they just changed the name. It's no longer the Boy Scouts of America. It's called Scouts, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Which makes a whole lot of sense. But I don't think people really realize what the lessons that you learn by being involved in scouting. You know, I'm an old Eagle Scout. When I say old, I'm an old Eagle Scout. But I can still remember stuff that we did the camping trips we had, the merit badges I had to earn, and quite frankly, you learn so much about how to deal with other people and how to take on challenges that you never think you're going to be able to handle, and you figure out you can handle them.
Well. Fascinating you say that, and I will tell you this here. So before I got involved in the scouting part of this a year ago, it was over the last 3 or 4 years where I would attend the Distinguished Citizens Dinner, and it was over those last 3 or 4 years where I started writing like Eagle Scout letters. And then when I would be around town like the last 6 months or last 7 months and someone find out that I'm involved in scouting and they say, Anthony or Mr. Bodie, I'm an Eagle Scout and he's 80 years old, he's 75 years old. I get choked up a little bit because I have realized how big of a deal that is.
Oh, yeah.
So when one of our youngsters have achieved Eagle Scout and the mom or dad sends me the invitation or calls me, I try to find room in my calendar to make that happen. There are some times where I haven't, but I'm there when I get the phone call and if my calendar allows that, because it is such a big deal, and I want to be there to help celebrate what they've achieved.
Oh, yeah, absolutely you do. So scouting is off and running. Defend the Fatherless, and I would imagine that you have got kids who are adopted or foster kids that are in the scouting program as well.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you take a look at a kid whose parents have split, or they decided they couldn't raise them, whatever the situation is. They have got all kinds of issues to deal with. And what a wonderful way to try to normalize them by putting them in with a group of young guys and young girls in a thing called scouting, you know, where they can hang out with their buddies and go out and camp and, you know, build fires and roast marshmallows and take on projects and realize that there is some normalcy in this world, even though my mom and dad haven't provided it to me.
That's interesting you say that. And going back to when you visited, when you mentioned how we, in the fall, where we visit schools, which
yeah,
we do.
Yeah.
Around this time or the last 3 weeks is where we actually reach out to our superintendents or stakeholders at each school district. And so we go out and sit down and discuss the partnership and find out if there have been any challenges or if there have been concerns and how can we strengthen the partnership.
Right.
And are things that they can suggest that we can improve in getting people to realize the importance of scouting. And so I was a part of that last year. It was a great indoctrination for me to actually learn more about that and be in the classroom and see how our folks do it and garner the attention. And so we're planning for that now.
Good, good. All right, one last thing about Defend the Fatherless. How can people find out more information? Do you have a website?
Yes, so go to defendthefatherless.org.
Okay.
Defendthefatherless.org.
And you will find out all the information you need. But again, they're reaching out and they're touching a whole bunch of kids that can use your help. As Anthony just spent the last half hour talking about, there's all kinds of things you can do. Tons of things you can do. So, Anthony, thanks for all that you're doing on the school board in Fort Mill. Thanks for being involved with scouting and Defend the Fatherless and whatever else is on the big long list. Keep it up.
Thank you so much.
You're an inspiration to us all.
Appreciate
all right,
you.
That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, Anthony, you did so well. We're going to give you another opportunity along with, what's his name over here? To tell everybody what the heck we do here at Substation 2. We do it 6 days a week, and it's always delicious, fresh subs and salads. At the count of three, let's let them know how it's done. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden.
Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio on Monday. Bye.